So for the last segment of today, there's a couple of things that I wanted to go through. Kim had asked me during the week around social media management tools. Really good question. Haven't been able to hit it in any detail heretofore. And this is, again, is something that I'd be pitching as collective software for the group. So you can see that all of your digital platforms might plug into a dashboard like Nova 360 in terms of metrics. But what about management? Especially if you've got multiple social media accounts. So, not sure if anybody is using social media tools at the moment for management. So, Hootsuite, for example, or AgoraPulse. Francis, you're nodding there. Are you using Hootsuite?
No, not me. I'm not at that level, but I think Chilla and Treya and yeah, they use Hootsuite or later.com or there's lots. Yeah, they're using
There's
all.
lots of them.
Yeah.
So I wanted to have a look at pricing. Kim, do you want to just mention specifically your challenge and what you'd like to be able to do in terms of management?
Well, it's a bit greedy. Because I will have a decent website. I've got two Instagram pages, accounts, two Facebook accounts. I've got the blog, all that kind of thing. And it's just quite nice to see the analytics, what's happening. But obviously, money is tight, and the free Hootsuite, I think you can only have one Instagram and one Facebook account on there. You obviously have to pay for these things. Free never works, I don't think. So
Yeah.
yes, it's just really to have a chat about it, but it might not be right for other people. So don't just do it
Yeah.
just for me, obviously.
So just to show you, in terms of Hootsuite, you have all your social networks in one dashboard, and you can schedule, you can have all the content there. It lives there forever. And then you have reporting. So the free version that you are using, Kim, it's probably giving you one user, and is it giving you two social networks?
Yes.
Yeah. Then it moves up to €25 per month. You can have 10 social profiles, unlimited scheduling, one user. So this might work. The free version might work for you. If you wanted all of you to have one platform. And what you can do is you can have multiple accounts on one single platform and then have different administrators. So if something collective for like Love Loophead would work. Let me show you what I mean. So I use AgoraPulse and then I can plug in all of my accounts. Okay, so you see I've got loads of accounts down here, and then you can have different administrators on different accounts. So it means that you've got all your social media accounts. Here is your calendar. So if I view the entire day here, it's actually going to show me what content is scheduled to go out over what platforms. Okay. And that content lives there forever. So even after it's been published, you can actually go back and you can look at previous months. And maybe you want to reschedule it. So you can schedule it once and you can actually reschedule it. Okay. And then you can label it, add tags to it. But again, it's when you get to the stage of having maybe more than three accounts where you're publishing multiple times a day on different accounts. And then there's a reporting feature where you can click export and you can get your PDF. It's not a live data, it's data from up to today. So that's social media management tools. Might be worth thinking about one for a collective group of businesses where you get like a larger or an enterprise plan, and then the cost is shared. So again, these are things that I'd be putting in a business case to the local enterprise office, to be honest, because the costs, as you can see, are building from our website, our management, our hosting, our branding, our analytics, our advertising. But I'd be putting that on the Leo list. So yeah, Kim, I think, you know, you're probably in the market as a social media manager for something that is a bit more robust, but it goes to down to having the money, right? Yeah. Okay. The last segment then is on PPC. Anyone doing Google AdWords at the moment? As Lorcan said, if he had 5,000 euro, he wouldn't put it into PPC first. Make sure that the website is optimized and making sure that you have a journey for people to come on. So that's what we'll be doing in the strategy, thinking about the customer journey and the funnel. So just to kind of explain briefly, and I've put a checklist together for PPC that will be in the hub by this afternoon. PPC is pay per click. So it's targeted, it's measurable, and it's a flexible way to get people to visit your website. So we want the traffic. All of us want the traffic to our website. And that's what PPC is going to do. After they come to our website, it's up to us. Okay, so that's why Lorcan said it wouldn't be the first investment if somebody doesn't have a website that is totally fit for purpose. And it refers to paid ads on search engines. So in this case, we're going to look at Google. You can buy them on other platforms as well, and I'll show you that. So for example, here's an overview of PPC channels. You've got YouTube. YouTube is always pushing us to have premium so we don't have ads, because ads appear in the middle of the video, which is really annoying. You then have display. So this is where you're on a website, for example. So let's say that I was Googling a bed alarm system today. I then am likely, as I visit the internet later today or tomorrow, I'm going to get display ads shown to me on websites for bed alarm systems. Okay, so they're display. Obviously, we can have paid Facebook, paid LinkedIn ads, third-party mailings. So let's say Love Loop Head have built a database of 5,000 people, and perhaps then you are putting advertise on that. Directories, paid for directories, where you get a listing, and then paid search. So paid search is where we're putting our search term, bed alarm system, into Google, and then the ad appears at the top of the search engine. Okay, we've looked at organic up to now, what results you get from organic, but you can actually pay to be there in the ads. And then finally, it's retargeting. So if somebody has visited your website, but they've left, you can follow them around the internet and try to get them back to you. Okay, so that's an overview of PPC. You will probably decide in 2021 with your strategy whether you're going to do it, but you're going to have a budget. Okay, so in terms then of creating a PPC and setting up an ads account, this goes back to your Google Assets, guys. How that all of these are connected. Okay, so I've included these clickable links, so if you're intending to do it, you can follow it. So it is connected to a Google account. You can create a Google account if you don't already have one set up, and then you'll appear here, okay? You'll appear at Google Ads, and it'll prompt you to start a new campaign, and it'll ask you, what is your main advertising goal? Do you wanna get more calls? So is there a phone number on your website you want people to call you? Do you want to get more website sales or signups? So remember, with Martin's new website, the top right hand corner, he had book online, so maybe that's his objective. Or do you want to get more visitors to your physical location? So Google now integrates with physical shops, not rolled out to every country, but it'll actually link people to looking at your ad for your shop to then in-store purchases. Okay. So then you're going to look at your goals and your objectives. And this kind of looks like Facebook ads, right? But they're modeled on the same sort of funnel, awareness, engagement, conversion. So it's not dissimilar. Do you want sales? Do you want leads? Do you want traffic? Do you want product and brand consideration? So this is awareness, putting you in the mix with other competitors, and brand awareness and reach, app promotion, or then creating a campaign without a goals guidance. So this is actually creating some sort of a campaign that brings people to an individual landing page. Obviously, you have to confirm your business information. And you need to make sure that this is correct, because once you do it, you can't change it. So make sure that you check, you double check and you triple check at this stage. So it's your billing country, it's your time zone, and it's your currency. So it's pretty straightforward, but just make sure that you click the right thing before you submit. Okay. So then you can explore your account. You can choose your budget. You got to create your ads. You got to select your keywords to match your ads to potential customers. And then you enter your billing information. We touched on some of this up to now. We touched on keywords. What are the keywords that people are searching to get to your business and similar businesses? That's really important. And that's exactly what you will be bidding on. You will be bidding on keywords. So it might be Wild Atlantic Way holidays. It might be walking trips on the Wild Atlantic Way. So you've got to have a whole host. So you'll input a whole host of keywords, perhaps up to 20 at the outset. And as your ads are running, what Google is going to do is Google is going to make more suggestions to you. So they will use their AI, their artificial intelligence, to give you data back as to what keywords you should add into your campaign. And of course, then you add your billing information, but you've got to create your ads as well. So just like on Facebook, we had a featured image, we had a headline, we had subtext, and then we had a link. So the creating of the ads is really important. So let me give you an example of what a Google PPC ad would look like. So let me just open up these. Give me one second. They're sitting behind. Okay, here. So let me share again. So you can see my screen. So here you have an example of four ads, okay? So remember Grania mentioned earlier that she had a template that she wanted people to download. We're going to be discussing your lead magnets in your strategy, okay? And your lead magnet will be something that you will promote organically on your blog, in the content on your website. It will be something that you promote organically on social. If you have a Facebook ad budget, you will 100% promote it. And if you're doing Google PPC, you will 100% promote it as well. But we're making assumptions. You have a website, it's fit for purpose. We've actually thought about the customer journey. We've thought about the conversion and what you're going to get at the end. So when you're going out to PPC first to build brand awareness, you try to get top of search results, right? So you have your ad there, that's one. But secondly, having a lead magnet to turn interested visitors into email addresses is super key. So here's an example of mine. I have a book, it's a free book, it's an ebook, PDF, and it's case studies about social media and government. So that's my ultimate lead magnet. And you can see the design of the ads. It has the text, the body text, learn how you can change the world. It's got the URL, it's got the featured image. It then has the headline text and it then has the URL, okay? Over here, so there's different versions. You can run multiple ads for the same campaign. The reason that you do it is you'll want to find out which ad copy, so this is ad copy, which ad creative, so these images are the ad creatives, and which headlines here are converting more. So that's what you do in order to test which ones are bringing most traffic. And usually you would do four. So there's four here. In terms of the structure of text, can you see this Word document?
No, you're currently on the PNG.
Okay, so let me go back to the Word doc. So I'll add this template also to the Learning Hub. You can see it now?
Yep.
So this is structuring your PPC ads. You've got copy, you've got headline, and then of course you have the creative, and the creative is the image. And what you do is you do variations of these to try and understand which ones are working most, okay? So the lead magnet is absolutely key. And the lead magnet should actually relate to the search that they're putting into Google. Everything needs to line up. So we're not optimizing for keywords, and the keyword is walking tours Wild Atlantic Way or walking holidays Wild Atlantic Way. So if you're trying to optimize and get traffic for those keywords, walking package on the Wild Atlantic Way, your lead magnet should then not be a checklist about, you know, how to drive from Donegal to Kerry. Do you see what I mean? It has to exactly match the search term that people are putting in, what their intention is, and it needs to match the copy and the creative. So if I'm thinking about Martin's ad, okay, I'm definitely going to see probably people, those images that he had on his website where they're at the top of a hill, they're clearly walking, and maybe we see the coast in the background or in the distance or on the horizon. So that would work very well. Then you're going to say, discover Ireland's number one peninsula walk on the Wild Atlantic Way. So we're getting the keywords into the copy. And here it might be, you know, get a package discount for your group. Okay, so you're bringing the people on the journey from their search where they have an intent. They see what you have to offer, and then you're offering something of value so that you can turn these people into an email address. Martin says, do you have to have your keywords on your landing page? Yes. And that again is joining the digital dots, Martin. And we're being very considered about what pages. And again, I wouldn't take somebody to my homepage. If I was doing Martin's PPC campaign, I wouldn't take them to the homepage. Because when people come to the homepage, they're like, well, what do you want me to do here? This is where we're going to take people to Martin's walking package for groups. Okay. So the picture has a group of people in it. The copy talks about a walking package for a group of six people. And then the call to action and the lead magnet is a discount code or a special offer for that group. The landing page then becomes the actual, the place where you can watch the video, read reviews from groups of people. Then you probably have a calendar of availability or dates on when packages are happening. Obviously then if the package includes accommodation, walking and meals, that would be included. And we'd have all of that information. And then we would have the form in order for people to book. And don't forget, you must always give people an option if they don't want to book to get something else. Don't try and sell to them. And if you don't convert the sale, make sure you can convert the inquiry. Okay. So Martin, I haven't looked at your book online page, but can you maybe answer this for us? If I go to your book online page, and maybe you need to remind yourself, I'm not sure. If I go to your book online page and I click on that, if I'm not ready to make the purchase, if I still need to talk to like my five other people in my walking group, are you still collecting people's information on that page?
I don't think so, Joanne. I have the page set up to book.
Yeah.
And there's a few queries on it. You can change your booking and all that. But I don't have another hook on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's I didn't realize it. I didn't think about it.
Of course not. And if, and actually we don't, because there's so many other things to think about.
Yeah.
But building out the customer journey is really important. So this is the whole idea around PPC. Only jump into PPC when there is a defined customer journey identified by you, and you can take them from Google search keywords to getting the ad that speaks to them, to then bringing them to the landing page where they can convert. And if they're not ready to convert, you give them something else. Go download our brochure. Yeah. With all our walking tours, we have 5 signature packages with different walks, different activities, different accommodations for different budgets. Download it. And what's going to happen? That person's going to download the brochure and then they're going to share it to their other friends. So you need to think about the customer and what they want to get from you. Okay. Does anyone here have a customer journey defined in a way, even part of a customer journey? Maybe not. It'll be one of our first tasks in the digital marketing strategy workshop. So with Google PPC, you need the ad account set up. You need to think about 20 keywords or phrases. Remember, not for every product or service that you're actually offering, you need to break your products and services down into what we call campaigns, okay? So think about your products. You're going to list them, okay? We're going to list them in the digital marketing plan. And then at the other side of the digital marketing plan, we're going to do keywords, okay? So we're going to have our keywords. So we're going to do, I'm going to get you to do as much of the implementation work in your strategy that we can do. If I was writing a strategy for a business, I would write the strategy, but the implementation would be a different piece of work. But for you guys, I'm going to have every segment of the strategy is going to have an accompanying implementation, okay? Because I'm thinking about when I'm not here, right? So we're going to do the keywords. And then what you need, when you have your ad account set up, you know your product or your service that you want to promote, you've got your keywords, next it's to copy. So we're going back to, as Kim said, collecting all the information for your website. What imagery do we have? Do we have photos? For most of you, photos are going to sell that with human beings in there. For people who are service-based, it might be graphics like I used. And then we're going to think about writing copy for our calls to action. When we have the advertising section of your strategy down, I will get you to write headline copy. I will get you to write call to action copy. I will get you to think about, do I have those graphics? If not, do I need to create them in Canva? Okay. Can I do it? Do I have somebody to do it for me? So we'll think about all of these stages over the period of the mentoring. And remember, this will also work for Facebook. A lot of this work that we're doing for, we do for PPC, will also help us for Facebook. The difference with the Facebook advertising is that you are targeting people based on interests and behavior and location and age and gender, whereas with PPC, we target people based on their keyword searches, what they're putting into Google, what is their intention, okay? So the funnel and then preparing the ads and understanding the customer journey will all be part of your strategy. Is anyone at the moment, and we're 2 minutes to finishing, is anyone at the moment at the stage of doing PPC, or is it in your plan for 2021? It could be a yes or a no or a don't know. You need money, obviously. That's the thing. I'll tell you the cost per click on a campaign. And what I can show you is an example, as a last one, as I can show you an example of a report. Let me see here. Where is it? 1 second. Yes, here. Google PPC is affordable like Facebook. It is. So let me just take up my numbers here, just to give you a sense. If you happen to have a budget, or actually the Trading Online voucher covers advertising. Am I right? Am I right, Annabelle? It covers advertising as well.
Yeah, I think so. I think it does.
So here, look, the cost per click is coming in at 17 cents. On Facebook, a cost per click can be anywhere from between 10 and 30 cents. Compared to LinkedIn, where it's B2B, you're probably looking at a cost per click of maybe €3.50 up to €5. LinkedIn is the most expensive. Google and Facebook are very, very affordable. But you need to have a defined journey, a single journey, before you put your money in. And then the average click-through rate was over 0.5%, you know, which is not bad, okay? But the thing about a Google audience, it's a mass audience. You need to qualify them very quickly, because as Lorcan says, we can bring traffic to your website. That's not a problem, but do they convert? And what you need to understand is, if I get 1,000 visits to my website, do I get one sale? So we need to know what your conversion rate is and where they're coming from and what channels are actually bringing you the best qualified audiences. And how do we do that? Think about the audience, think about the journey, think about the content. So it's a little introduction to PPC. Maybe you're not there right now. Annabelle says, plan for 2021. Excellent. Kim says, yeah, 2021. Francis says, no, not yet. We'll put it in. It will be in your strategy, and we'll have an implementation plan to the side of it. Okay. So strategy won't just be a document that collects dust. I'll make sure that it's not. And that's what we'll tease out in the sessions. Okay. I just saw Kim exhale there, because you can all exhale now. You've all made it to the end of 2020, but also the end of the 10-week session. For those of you who are watching the replay, well done to you as well. There's been a lot of information. Thanks, Mike. There's been a lot of information, but what we're going to do is we're going to drill down into what we've gone through, and we're going to pick the pieces out that are relevant to all of you.
And I just remind everyone, the Digital Hub is there. Lupa Tourism Board had the discussion this week. I'll see what their decision is, but they're figuring out how to make that available to anyone you want to be looking at this at a price that's affordable. That's also contributing to keeping the running once the once Joanne and Nollig and Matt are finished. That information is not going to be there forever. Number one. Number two, there's no point in it being there forever, because it's not live forever. It's relevant this year. It's probably relevant next year. It starts to be irrelevant because the strategy bit will still stay, but a lot of that becomes, it's not evergreen. So as a community and as a group of businesses, but also as a community, either we use it in the next couple of years or we've wasted it. So anyone you think who needs to be following that, what's on that hub, I think is absolutely fantastic. What Joanne has put together and Nollig and Matt. It's a treasure. It's really relevant to Luped. It's talking about Luped. It's got people from Luped in it. You'll never get the training like it again. How many hundreds of people out there on Luped would benefit from that? Have a think about it. Luped Tourism will come back in with the structure that they think is sustainable. But the big picture is, this is about the sustainability of the three parishes of Luped, and let's not waste it. Number one. Number two, Joanne is a treasure that we have at the beginning of next year. Lads, don't be afraid to use the next 3 weeks to review that hub. I mean, it's none of that stuff is irrelevant. It's all very relevant. We're going through a revolution. COVID has kicked us. What would normally have taken us 5 to 10 years, COVID has done in, it's happening. Now, people like me might have been shouting and cursing and saying, feck, that's messed with my plans. That wasn't my plan for 220. It happened. we've been kicked. Now it's a case of how we're going to land with our 2 feet on the ground, and the digital world is firmly at the landing place, and are we ready to be there with it?
Thanks, John.
Thanks for that closing address, John. Okay, well done to all of you. I have huge respect for what you've taken on this year. Even for us to get our head in a mental space to be able to do this. I commend you for it. It's not been easy to take on 2 academies, but you are outliers. You guys are outliers in terms of the business community in Ireland because you're committed. And we will be able to put a plan together that you can implement, all right? So the hub is there, the content's there, it's owned by, I said that to John, when I delivered this content, it's owned by you guys, it's not owned by me. It's now copyright over to you guys, so it's delighted to hear that he's opening it up to other people. And those 4 weeks are going to remain, get those times in your diary. I am going to get the mentoring section up on the website next week, okay? It'll be up before I finish for the Christmas break, which is in a couple of weeks. So I'll get the mentoring session up. I'll get the calendar. I'm going to create that spreadsheet. I'll talk to you over the next 10 days in WhatsApp. If you have any questions for me, don't be afraid to put them in WhatsApp. Or if you've got an individual question unique to you, you have my WhatsApp number and that you can ask me there. Okay, it's never a problem. I'll always come back. And John, thanks to you and the committee for putting this together. I mean, I had my friend from Visit Downings ask me a favor this week to help them with digital marketing. And I was like, I can't because I'm committed. And I said, you need to be doing what the people in Lupet are doing. And then she was very jealous.
That's great. It's a great bunch. And the beautiful thing we have there as well is with the Academy WhatsApp groups, I mean, some of us will be a little bit lost in some subjects. If people are a bit lost, just put up a message and say, listen, would a few of you get together on this subject? Just bouncing ideas back. Human brains work much better when they're connected. Mm. So anything, the likes of Annabelle's got a support there running. There's other people doing support. But that the amount of knowledge we have, and just a quick conversation about SEO again, or a quick conversation about what about that thing about Facebook, or just meeting up on Zoom, 4 or 5 people, easy enough to do.
And what you could be doing is you could meet up on Zoom and you could have the learning hub open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you could do a Zoom, somebody share the screen and write, okay, let's go back to this piece on Facebook ads, right? So it's all there.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right, okay. I'll be in touch on WhatsApp. And happy Christmas to you all. And I am going to get to Lupet in 2021, isn't that right? I'm going to drive the loop, cycle the loop, walk the loop, eat the loop, everything. Fish the loop, I don't know, everything.
Just don't jump off it.
In January 27th, 10 o'clock.
Yeah. There we go. Put it in the WhatsApp group. I might actually come down to that. Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Just a last message there. Just businesses have to identify the team around a business. Joanne will need to know for the one-to-one who's doing it. Scholarship, same thing. The 3 scholarship focuses. So the 3, there'll be 3 for Lupet to get Lupet together, Lupet Tourism and Leap. There's 3 there, and then the businesses. So once we know those numbers, Joanne can fine tune the offer next year.
Okay. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks. Happy Christmas, Joanne. Bye.
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 Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.